Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Parshvika. We'll be talking about how to deal with the times or with the days when you don't actually feel like getting up from your bed and doing your stuff and all that. Let's talk about the situation, the times or the days, or sometimes it goes for the weeks when you actually don't feel like waking up from your bed. Now, this could be a lot of the reasons. The first thing first, you need to figure it out, the reason why you are feeling this way, okay? That is the first step to actually figure out the reason. If you are at the beginning or the early phase of your business, you're doing a lot of the work but are not getting the results, and you're really tired in the morning to actually wake up from the bed, then that could be the one reason. Another reason, you're going some mental and emotional traumas and you feel like you don't want to wake up because you have to deal with those traumas again. And when we are actually sleeping, we are silent, calm and at peace. And when we wake up, we have all those thoughts again. Or you're dealing something which is unusual, or maybe some physical situation or something like that. Okay, figure it out. Sometimes the reason is very straightforward. Other times you feel like, I have everything in my life. I have every stuff in my life. I don't know why I want to wake up from the bed. I mean, I don't feel excited or something like that. And that's okay, okay? Just figure it out. That's the reason. Because we can't work on the stuff without actually knowing or understanding the reason behind it. We need to figure out the reason. And then only we're going to be able to treat that, cure that, or whatever. The second tip I have for you is to understand it's normal to have that kind of days. Like, I do have these dark days or dark week sometimes, in fact sometimes a month, and that's normal. I can see from the past years or so, I've been in this situation for a very, very different reason. Like, a motivated robot who will always gonna feel motivated and excited to get up and wake up from the bed and all that stuff. It's normal to feel that way, okay? It's normal. Everyone has that days, and everyone will going to go through these days sometime or the other in their life. So it's entirely normal. Don't beat yourself up. You don't have to. In fact, you have to literally love yourself in this phase, because you are your best friend. No one can actually understand you or actually help you if you're not willing to help yourself, or if you're not willing to love yourself. The tip I have for you, when you feel this way and when you are still in bed but you see that you need to wake up now, because you usually wake up every single day at that particular timing, but you don't feel motivated, then actually figure it out. The one thing in your day that actually excites you or motivates you, that could be related to your business, relationship, food, health, gym, or whatever it is, okay? Whatever it is that makes you feel excited. For me, sometimes it's like, I love the animals so much, and I love feeding them, whether they are the stray cats, stray animals, or the animals, the small squirrels that live on the tree that is nearby to my house. I love to feed them, especially in the morning. They're like, they have a fixed schedule. If I sometimes like 5 or 15 minutes late, then they are like waiting for me. So that was my goal, to actually wake up early in the morning. It could be anything for you. Just pick a one thing. You have to pick a one thing, okay? You don't have to figure it out the entire daily schedule or something like that. No, just one thing that will going to help you wake up from your bed at the moment. Whatever the tip I have for you is a little bit counterintuitive, but it will really going to help you, because I practically do it in my life and I feel like it's really helping. 30 minutes before the sleep. Like, if you sleep at the 10 o'clock, try to go at 9:30 at the night to the sleep, because that half an hour sleep will going to help you re-energize your mind and body. Because oftentimes the reason why we don't want to feel like waking up in the morning is because we are really tired, okay? Most time we won't feel like waking up in the morning because of the winter weather. So try to go at least 30 minutes before your actual timing to go to the bed. 30 minutes before, okay? So that extra 30 minutes could actually help you wake up early in the morning. It happens with me. This is a simple trick. I think these tips are very, very simple.
yet overlooked by people because they think that they need to have that fancy stuff to do to actually wake up in the morning. No, you simply don't need. In fact, you don't even need to spend a penny over these things. You could do it completely for free. You just need to shift and twist the things for you to actually work for you. The tip I have for you is don't pick up your phone in the morning the moment you're about to wake up from your bed. This trip can really work for you because if you are, your phone is near to your bed and just, you just pick up your phone and check out the Instagram, social media in the morning to see how many likes you're getting, how many comments you're getting, or someone replied to your message or not. Did you get that email or something like that? Then you would be like, oh, it didn't happen and you are in bed. This happened with me a lot many times. Like my phone is near to my bed, which I usually keep because sometimes at the night I do need a light and all that stuff because I don't have a light in my room. I switch off in the entire light and sometimes it just goes dark, so I need a phone or something like that, so I keep it near my bed. So at the morning when I don't feel like actually waking up, at that time what I actually did before, I wake up, I get my phone in my hand, start looking at the emails, the social media, business stuff, the sales and all that. And if it's like, oh, this thing didn't happen, oh, he didn't reply, oh, I didn't got that many likes, oh, I didn't got that many comments, then the moment I see that, I feel lazy. I feel give up. I feel like don't wake up this morning. So I want to tell you, don't keep your phone near your bed unless you really want to keep it. For me, I have to, but this is the thing I'm still struggling with because I think that in the future, I need to keep the phone outside my bed or maybe away from the bed so that I can't even actually access them. Like I literally have to wake up and get up from my bed and walk few distance. Then only I'm gonna be able to access my phone. I have to keep at a certain distance. So at that time, if you actually see someone or talk some negative or look at the social media or on your phone, you might feel like not waking up. So keep your phone out of your access zone, maybe somewhere that you literally have to wake up, get up from your bed and walk for a few distance, you can access your phone. Tip I have for you, which I'm not doing it, but I think that hopefully it will going to help you. Actually place a picture or a quotation or a quote or something like a motivation in front of your bed. Like if you're sleeping like this, then I have to keep something over here on the screen. So that moment I actually open my eyes and look at the my room, my eyes strictly go over to that poster or to that print or to that artwork or quotation, whatever it is, or maybe a vision board, whatever it is. The moment my eyes goes over to that and I read that quotation, I see that motivation and I feel like I want to wake up. Like this is a simple quote I've written over here. It may not be visible in the camera. It's like, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. Now this is my quotation. I usually keep it in my desk and this works motivation. Now this one is the quote I actually picked up from the movie Another Cinderella Story. Now there are so many Cinderella movies out there, but this one is from the movie that was actually starred by Hilary Duff, and that was movie literally awesome. I like that version of Cinderella story. So actually she was in her stepmother home and playing the role of the diner girl in her diner, like in her stepmother diner, and having that miserable life. She actually saw this quotation at the back of the guitar, like a guitar was hanging on the diner table, and the moment that guitar came down because of the banging of the door, and it came down and there was this words written out, like never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. She read that words in the movie, and the moment she read that words, that these two lines, that something actually kicked in and something actually linked her, and she actually quit the diner job and get out of his stepmother house and actually change her life. That was from the movie, okay? But we can learn a lesson from the movie. We can take the quotes from the movie which we feel we really connected to. And I feel connected to this particular phrase so much. Seriously. I just read these lines, never let this fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And the moment I read that, it just kicks me in to actually wake up from the bed. The same thing you could do. You could hang this kind of like a quotation or stick to the wall in front of your bed. So the moment you open up your eyes, you're gonna read it and you're gonna get out of it. Because you have to have a quotation or motivation, something that really kicks in you in. Okay, you don't have to write this particular phrase if it's not actually kicking you in. You have to find something that actually moves you in a positive direction. If you are not aware of that, then probably search it on a Google. watch some movies, listen to some songs or something like that, that actually kicks you in, and then pick up those phrases, write it in the big bold letters and hanging on your wall, and read them whenever you actually waking in the morning, open your eyes and do that stuff. Hopefully it will help.
See you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye.